I'm talking today with Mark McDavid, who is the candidate in House District 138. Mark, you're kind of unique amongst Democratic candidates this year in that you have a blue-collar background. You're a, what'd you say, a forklift operator?
Materials handler.
Materials handler, sorry. Can you tell me a bit about that and how that affects your candidacy?
I'm a materials handler, and that includes running the overhead crane at dresser, running the forklift, stuff like that. How it affects my candidacy, it's been brought to my attention by several of my coworkers about how the workman's comp laws in the state have been destroyed by the Republicans.
So what does that mean, and what do you hope to do about it?
One of my coworkers lost a finger, and he immediately told me how Perry had ruined the workman's comp laws. I'd like to swing the pendulum back to help out our blue-collar workers and doing dangerous work.
Okay. Is yours a union position?
No, I don't have a union position, but my job's benefited from union scale money, so it does help out.
Okay. What was it that spurred you to get into this race in the first place?
Basically, I felt like it was my chance to do something. It fell into my lap to run for this race. Nobody else wanted to touch it. I guess the numbers seemed a little ugly to some candidates, and they didn't want to touch it, but I'm going to give it a shot because I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Okay. What so far has been your campaign strategy?
Our campaign strategy is to work each precinct, block walk each precinct, identify our voters, get mail-outs to them. It's been a blue-collar effort, so we don't have the money to put up giant billboards and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, some of your campaign literature talks about your hobby as being a fisherman, an outdoorsman. You talk about the environment in your campaign. What is important to you? You know, what would you like to do to help the environment in office?
We've got some really ugly numbers in this state. We're 50th in water quality, and we're number one in air pollution. And it's really sad to me that kids are told at recess, don't go outside, we've got an ozone warning. Something's got to be done. There's no regulation done at the present time by the Republican Party. They took control of this house, and they just looked the other way at air pollution.
One issue that's come up in the gubernatorial campaign has been with the Texas parks, Governor Perry has proposed selling some of them off to private interests. What do you think about that?
Over the last few years, I've watched this Texas state parks deteriorate. I've been a fan of Texas state parks for years. I had a gold pass for years to attend any state park for a yearly fee, and I watched our fees increase as an entrance fee to the park, or camping fees increase. That was the first sign of trouble to me. And then I watched the condition of the parks deteriorate. We've seen workers at the state parks get laid off. We've seen the discontinuation of acquiring new park land. We've seen the equipment at the state parks get cannibalized just to keep the grounds kept up. And reached a point where Perry tried to sell off part of Big Bend Ranch State Park. They sold Lake Houston State Park to the city of Houston, and we're going in the wrong directions. They've already been told at the state parks that they expect 10% less money next year, which means 18 state parks will be closed next year.
And some money that's supposed to be earmarked for state parks winds up getting raided for other sources.
Right. There's a special sporting good tax that was enacted about 13 years ago, and about only $20 million out of the $120 million allocated to the state parks gets to the state parks. We're 49th in per capita spending on state parks.
That just seems wrong for a state like Texas that has such an outdoors image, doesn't it?
It's also kind of short-sighted to shortchange our state parks as they're huge tourism source of revenue for the state.
Your opponent, Dwayne Bohack, is one of the people that was a beneficiary of Tom DeLay and money from the Texans for a Republican Majority PAC back in 2002. This is what has led to Mr. DeLay's indictment in Austin. What are you doing about that?
Well, I'm letting everybody know that I can. We keep a copy of the indictment anytime we go block walking to let people know that our opponent's ethically challenged. He actually interned with Tom DeLay.
Really? Guess he learned at the foot of the master, huh?
Absolutely.
How do people react when they hear about this?
Shock and disgust.
Okay.
But it's kind of sad that people don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people are aware of the big names in that, but Bohack was actually named in DeLay's indictment,
wasn't
he?
He's actually listed with six other candidates. Actually, right now, four of them are no longer in the state house. There's three left, and Bohack's one of them. We're trying to get rid of him now.
Okay. In the last legislative session, Mr. Bohack was interested in doing something with taco stands. Can you tell me more about that?
Dwayne is more interested in trivial type issues like that rather than big issues like insurance reform, because if you read between the lines, he's probably kind of a racist.
What in particular was he trying to do?
Basically shut him down. Make them install bathrooms like a regular restaurant. That's not their clientele. People drop in for a quick bite to eat and they get back to work.
All right. You've had some... Now I understand that the Spring Branch Management District is an issue in this race. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. I got a phone call about a month ago from a Republican who owns a small store in Spring Branch, and he displayed his disgust to me about how Bohack snuck this through illegally to tax small businesses.
What do you mean?
Well, it's another layer of government. It's not even necessary. The management districts were supposed to be targeted towards rural areas that weren't covered by municipalities.
I see. So it's the creation of the management district that is the problem.
Right.
So, okay, the people here didn't want it. Since you brought up the issue of small businesses getting taxed, obviously the last legislative session was all about creating a new business tax, supposedly as a means to funding public education, but you know, various projections from the Comptroller and others, the Legislative Budget Board, show that it is going to fall short on that. What is your opinion of the new business tax that was enacted, and what do you think the legislature needs to do going forward to ensure that there's enough funding for public schools?
The business tax didn't touch the huge corporations, and again, they sidestepped getting taxed. That's where the tax needs to go, so they pay their share.
What do you think needs to be done going forward?
Let's close that loophole for the corporations. I think eventually Texas, to have a fair tax, needs to consider a state income tax.
That's always a hot-button issue, isn't it?
Right.
What issues regarding education in Texas do you think need to be dealt with?
Well, right off the top of my head, we got to stop the vouchers. We got to stop Mr. Leininger from buying elections.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about?
I think we've covered just about everything. I wanted to wake people up. That was the main concern of this campaign, is try to wake people up, let them see what's really going on.
All right. Mark McDavid, thank you very much. Good luck with your campaign.